USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats have filed a legislative proposal that focuses on border policies. The U.S. Citizenship Act would put millions of undocumented immigrants on a path to legal status and citizenship, with green cards fast-tracked for those brought to the U.S. illegally as children. President Biden says he supports the bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Salute the president for putting forth the legislation that he did. There are others who want to do piecemeal, and that may be a good approach, too.
She says some Democrats are suggesting a budget reconciliation process to pass immigration reform without a Senate supermajority. It's unclear if such a move would survive the strict budget rules. South Carolina's governor has signed a law that bans most abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The massive winter storm affecting a large portion of the United States has caused around 36 deaths. Power outages and dangerous conditions are being reported from the Pacific Northwest, throughout the South, and also on the East Coast. Homeland Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall is telling those people who are affected to be cautious.
To listen to public officials, to take precautions, to stay indoors, not to get on the roads unless they absolutely have to.
The storm is now dumping heavy snow on the East Coast, with tornado warnings issued in Florida and Georgia. Congressional Democrats have now unveiled President Biden's immigration bill, which would provide a path to U.S. citizenship for about 11 million people who are living in the country illegally. The measure would also allow some previously deported immigrants to apply to return for humanitarian reasons. The measure is expected to face strong opposition from Republicans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The NASA Mars rover Perseverance made a dangerous robotic landing on Mars, starting a high-tech mission to hunt for signs of life in an ancient lake bed. USA's Tim Berg has more.
After a 7-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, but I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Zealand will be providing free access to menstrual products in schools beginning in June, according to government officials. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the program will provide education and products to all women in all schools. The program is aimed at combating period poverty, a term described in situations where people who need products are unable to afford them. Last year, Scotland became the first country to provide free access to menstrual products nationwide, and in 2018 made menstrual hygiene products for free for students at all schools and universities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.